This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 448, an inside look at the Three Keys Study Plan.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, you'll get a detailed look at the skills and resources featured in the Three Keys IELTS Study Plan. Take notes and start your own plan for IELTS success. Hey, Jessica, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling fantastic. I have just had so much exercise time recently. I just love that feeling when you're just like, I feel strong, you know?
Oh,
like,
that is so good.
Such a great feeling. What about you? How was your birthday weekend?
Oh, it was so nice. I was down at the beach house with my niece, my three-year-old niece, and we got to go riding on the rides. There was a little fair,
fun.
A city fair. I got to do that with her, and we had a nice family dinner. It was great.
Lovely.
Yeah. Aww. So good. So fun.
That's fantastic. You know, there's a question on IELTS in speaking part one that's it asks students like what they like to do on their birthday and also related to traveling. There's a traveling question like this too. And then it's followed up by like, would you rather spend your birthday with your family or your friends? Or would you rather travel with your family or your friends?
So, tough questions.
I like recommending that our listeners reflect on that a bit, because that is interesting, because you do, like, you're kind of a different person around family and friends sometimes, or certain groups of friends, maybe you present differently. So, definitely, guys, that is something you could prepare for, because I could definitely see that coming up in speaking part one.
So good. The power of just anticipating a kind of question and spending 2 minutes reflecting, you know, even if we don't go through all the practice, you know, tests for every question, it's very powerful just to think about what could come up.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was just teaching a student this morning in our course. Lovely, lovely student, as always. And she was like, she is so good. Man, her level is so high. And the biggest sort of takeaway for her between now and her exam day was not to just only do IELTS speaking test questions. Like, don't just do that. It's going to be mechanical. It's going to get boring. Instead, sort of look at the general topics, right? Media, travel, leisure time, and just have a chat. Have a chat with another person in English about the topics.
Yeah, have a chat. It makes it feel less academic. You're right. Things can start to feel like drudgery, right? If it's too academic every time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like our motto of connection, not perfection, right? We bring the language to life and be active with it. Make it part of your life.
Exactly. And that's the difference between a 7 and an 8, because that's what she's going for. Like, she needs an 8. Like, she's been able to reach a 7, but she can't quite reach that 8, even though she lived in Australia for 3 years. I mean, she's amazing. And so really, like, that was the thing, is getting away from being like this perfectly rehearsed student and replacing that with a more natural, spontaneous communication. Like, that's the difference between a 7 and an 8. One is like really well rehearsed, able to use some native speaker stuff, but not a lot. And an 8 is just like relaxed and spontaneous.
Yeah. So if we prepare for IELTS in the way an 8 student prepares, we're more likely to get that 8.
Right? Yeah, totally. Exactly. Okay. So that's what we're talking today. That's what we're talking about today, guys, is your preparation. And specifically, like, what should the first 3 days of your study plan look like? I mean, very specific today, really good way for you guys to get started here. So, awesome. We had a question from a listener that prompted this. What kind of email did you get?
I love this. So I'm just going to read the email just so our listeners can see themselves in this guy's situation and just envision that. So here we go. I'm a working man with a family looking for a chance to study abroad. I've never done this before. Although challenging, I think it is doable. I can manage to dedicate over 3 hours a day of study time, but I'm not sure of the study materials and effective ways to prepare. There are so many books suggested by various IELTS websites that it's quite confusing which one would be best for me. And a bunch of other websites impart different ways of effective prep techniques. I've downloaded some, but I'm still not quite sure where to begin. I want to start this the right way. I'm trying to establish a proper plan and a daily schedule. It would be really great if you could help me out with the planning the daily schedule. I want at least a month and a half to prepare, up to 2 months. Okay. This is so typical, right? I bet this is how a lot of our students feel. They just don't know where to start, but they have the time and they have the interest and the dedication.
Yeah, completely. I mean, I'll link in this. Guys, come back to IELTS.AllEarsEnglish.com and search episode 448. That's today's episode, because I'm going to link to an episode we recently did about a guy who has enough time, right? Like 2 to 3 hours a day, and yet still feels unable to, still feels that that's insufficient when, okay, so today's student has 3 hours a day. That is plenty, right?
Yeah, sure.
But trying to cobble together stuff from different websites, plus textbooks, plus whatever other resources, that's good. First of all, you're spending an hour just looking for resources. Right? Yeah. I mean, like, that's such a waste of time. And you don't even need that whole 3 hours. If you have a study plan like ours, we're going to tell you about ours today, guys. You're going to get exact stuff that we talk about in our study plan for the course. If you have something like that, then maybe you only have to study for 2 hours, right? Because you're not wasting that hour searching and wondering and, you know?
Yeah. And it's not just searching for the resource. It's also wondering if the resource is a quality resource and if it's teaching you the right things, right? When you have a study plan like this, you don't have to wonder about any of that.
Exactly. Yeah. And we also recently did an episode about textbooks, guys. And I know that is a really common worry. It's a topic you guys think about. So I will also link to that episode in the blog. Okay. But we are of the opinion that you don't really need textbooks. Books are good for practice tests. Yes, the Cambridge books. But beyond that, guys, let's talk about how to spend your time. Okay, so let's paint the picture. If you get into a course such as ours, what should you look for? Well, day one. All right, what do our students do, Lindsay? The first day they're in Three Keys IELTS.
Well, the first thing they do is they check in with us. So they complete a survey where they tell us, you know, what their goal is, you know, why they're doing this. And that's very important to know why you're doing it, right? So the first thing you do is you make contact with the people who are leading the course, with the teachers in the course. And then you join our private Facebook group again, and you state your promise in the Facebook group, right? You promise to study a certain number of hours per day, and you say why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love these things. Guys, this is one of the big strengths of the design of our course. The layout of how we present information is the mental aspect, right? Yeah. Requiring you to be accountable. That is a huge thing that I think is missing from a lot of courses and textbooks. It's not there at all. But guys, this idea of like, you guys are adults. You're busy and you're motivated, right? Mm-hmm. So bringing yourself into this, requiring you to make the promise to yourself and declaring it to others. That's a big deal. That's a big part of motivation. So, like when people are trying to change bad habits or something, the advice is like, tell your friends what you're doing, right? Like, I'm going to post it on Facebook. I'm going to start exercising, or, you know, like whatever. Mm-hmm. Then you're kind of like, oh gosh, I have to do it now. So
Yeah, that's true. And the cool thing about declaring this in the Facebook group is usually people get immediate responses when they first introduce themselves and they say their target score. They get responses like, oh, welcome, good luck, you can do it, the system works, right? And so then you get a quick win and you immediately feel like you're not alone anymore.
I love it. Yeah. And then a lot of people will be like, oh, you're from Brazil? Are you in Sao Paulo? What's your Skype? And sort of like connecting like that. So that's really the first step, is like involving you in it, motivating you right away, connecting you to the community. And then you start the skills. So, the course follows the same order as you do on test day, right? So we start with listening. So you learn what the three keys are to completing the listening test. You practice those individually. You see different question types. You learn about what exactly happens on the listening test and practice, right? So learn it, use it. That's what's involved in introducing the listening skills.
But I love that.
As like every day is a balance. So you have the strategy, the listening strategy, learning and practicing, but then that's also balanced with some overall English improving. So we have a website that we recommend highly, ESLlab.com, and you could do general quizzes, academic quizzes, but this is really for just keep your hand in the general English, right? Keep improving your listening comprehension. Hey guys, I hope you are enjoying this episode. If you want access to the rest of the study plan, a complete 30-day or 60-day plan for your next IELTS exam, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get started on day one today.
Yeah, love that. So right from day one, guys, again, you look at this, we're looking at the plan right now, the chart that you have in a PDF format, but you know exactly what to do. There's no guessing. You have the links into the course and you're told exactly where to go. There's no guessing around, no jumping around the web anymore. That's over. Okay. Now you know exactly what to do and you just get started learning those skills.
Exactly. So, I mean, like 3 hours a day. Sure, that's going to be required on some of the days in our study plan, right? There are heavier days than others. But the thing is, like, nothing is filled out. Like, we're not going to say, yes, we provide 3 hours every day of practice, because you don't need that. You guys, I'm not going to make something up just to meet the 3 hours or whatever. Like if 2 hours is enough, 2 hours is enough, guys. Use that extra hour to hang out with your kids. I don't know. Go for a hike. Like you don't have to. Yeah. Okay. I'm just saying 3 hours is more than enough. All right. So day two, what's happening on day two, Lindsay?
Well, it looks like day two, we're going to keep going with the listening module. We're going to go through lessons 3 and 4. Okay. Mm-hmm. Love that. Continuing to reinforce those three steps that we teach you in the course. And so then what do we do after that, Jessica?
Yeah, let me just elaborate a little bit on the course structure here. So 1 and 2 is introducing the test, teaching you the skills, practicing individual skills. Then lesson 3 is focused on bringing those skills together into test practice, right? Applying it, practicing it in IELTS level exercises. And then lesson 4, we have like a review, right, of what you heard, just cementing the learning, the new information. And then lesson 4 is the moment of Zen. What every module has that. What's the moment of Zen?
I love it. So it's a chance for us. We lead you, really, Jessica. This was your idea. You know, this is a way for us to kind of reflect on what you've learned in the lesson and take a moment to just kind of breathe, because you need that white space in your head to take in what you've learned. And this is a chance to do that in a guided way.
Yeah, it's letting the information soak in, right? Yeah. You can't like focus so hard and make stuff happen in your head. Like there's active learning, but then at some point you need to let your brain relax and let it do its thing. Let it assimilate the information. Let it sit in there for a second. And so you can relax, right? So this goes towards learning efficacy, but it also goes towards motivation. It's a well-rounded course. But anyway, so you have that test practice and then, again, this balanced resources. So Then we recommend a site called EnglishCentral.com. They have lots of amazing video lessons. So we recommend doing one or two lessons in academic English on that site. So you get different input, right? Not all IELTS focused. We need a variety of resources.
Yeah. I mean, we've had students that come to us and they ask us if we provide general English help, and some most people want more test focused help. So we give you both. Like, we know what you guys need and we give it all to you. Really, is that's how it works.
Exactly. Yeah. Because if you go too far on either side, you will not perform at your best. So if you only do general English, you're not going to do well on the test. If you only just focus on testing skills, your English won't be good enough to do well on the test. So that's why you need this balance. So that's day two. So you can hear, guys, that day two is a bit lighter. You know, day two is like, you worked hard on day one. Let's finish up this hard work. And maybe only do 2 hours today, perhaps. And then there's also an option on day two that you can access the audio scripts for one of the listening exercises. So this is where we identify the accents, right? So you know, this is what New Zealand English sounds like. This is a Canadian. This is a somebody from England. So that's also in there. And then day three, we zoom out a little bit. So we're still keeping our hand in the IELTS skills, right? There's an extra listening lesson three, question type practice. So there is test practice in there. So you cement what you've already learned in the past couple days. But then there's another outside resource on YouTube. What's that?
Well, we have it's by a teacher. Are you talking about the teacher, the one from AJ Hoag? Is that what you're referring to? Yeah, there's a YouTube video that we send you guys to by the teacher AJ Hoag, where that's also going to solidify your skills, but in a different way. So I love how day three is quite different from just, you know, being in the course and going through the videos. We're doing different things. It's going to feel a lot less monotonous than a textbook.
That's the thing, guys. That's why our course is so motivating, because it's not boring. Every day is different. Every single day is different. And it's scaffolded in a way that each skill leads into the next. So also on day three, we ask you to read an article in the New York Times, in USA Today. We start with that paper because it's an easier level, right? We're introducing the reading into our practice. So more specifically, we ask you to read an article from the technology section in this newspaper. Get three new vocabulary words from this article, add them to your vocab notebook. So it's an outside activity, but it's still focused on IELTS, guys. Everything's focused on IELTS.
Yeah, I love it. So just looking at this closely, you can feel how dynamic it is. I mean, the other thing you get on that day three, guys, is you're invited to watch a bonus webinar that we did a few years ago, right?
Yeah.
Q&A bonus webinar about the IELTS exam. And you get to see us on video and we answer your questions. So cool. So again, that also makes it feel dynamic and different, using video, seeing faces, reading newspapers, reading about technology. This is the stuff that makes you stay motivated.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, that's the one, if you're hitting a wall, right? If you're just bored with your IELTS practice, if you're just like, oh God, another 3 hours, like that's a sign you're doing something wrong. Okay. Yeah. Because that practice will not be efficient. How much are you going to learn if you're like depressed and bored? Basically nothing. And you're definitely not going to like perform well if you're doing test practice in that state of mind. So the point of today, guys, like the reason why we wanted to present you with this example, right? The first 3 days of a well-designed study plan such as ours, is this is your goal. The balance, the motivation, the interest, the wide variety of resources. This is how you should spend your time 2 to 3 hours a day.
Exactly. This is what it should look like. So going back to the student at the beginning, I mean, our answer is, first of all, get into a good course like this that has a study plan just like this, that's balanced, that's interesting, and also that actually works, right? You want to look at success stories. You want to know that other students have taken it and have gotten great results. Okay. So that's really the answer.
If you don't see any like student testimonials or student stories, like on whatever you're choosing. I would maybe like write to the site administrator and ask them for some. I mean, you really have to find out if it works first before you're gonna invest any time or money.
Absolutely. And I'm glad this student asked this question, because I think a lot of our listeners, you guys might be at this place, right? You've been listening to the podcast and that's great, but it's still keeping you a little bit scattered, right? Just scattered tips are not going to get you to a 7 or higher.
Exactly. Yeah. So guys, you know, take the resources we gave you today, run with them. I mean, these are all great things to include in your own study plan. And if you are ready to get the rest of the study plan, remember guys, just like for the student that wrote in, he said he has a month and a half. So we have a 30-day study plan and a 60-day study plan. You could tailor that if you have a month and a half. You could combine them. It's not... It's not rocket science. Everything is there for you guys. So if you want to check those out, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
All right. So good. So interesting to take a look at this study plan, because I think it really is one of the keys to success. One of the biggest keys to success, Jessica. That's huge. Huge.
Yes, fantastic. I love it. And honestly, so I haven't looked at it in detail in a couple months. And like, just reading it out loud, like talking through it with you today, it just reminded me like, oh my, like this is really good. Like we, we did a really good job. That's a good feeling.
Exactly. And we want to inspire guys. This is the key to getting the life that you want, right? Get in here, get in on this. And first go look at our success stories at allearsenglish.com/KEYS. We're not the only ones saying this, right?
Right.
There are other people that'll tell you that the study plan actually does work. So go on over there and join us, introduce yourself in the Facebook group, and let's get started. Very cool.
Totally. Love it. Awesome. Thanks. Thanks for talking about this today, Lindsay.
Yeah, it's been very fun. All right, talk to you next time.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.